The Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world.
The Splash.
Cannonball.
All right, story number one, as we talked about yesterday, it's sort of morphed or mushroomed into a much bigger deal today. David Johnson skipping or holding out, whatever term you want to use, minicamp. 3 days of football, and unless a new deal is struck between the two parties, David Johnson will not be participating.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I guess I don't really care about minicamp for a guy that's already shown he can succeed at the NFL level. But at the same time,
how come I knew there was a butt coming?
Well, yeah, because maybe the best player on the Cardinals is holding out, or certainly one of them.
Yeah,
or skipping, like you said,
skipping, holding out. I don't know what the difference is, but this began this morning with an Adam Schefter tweet where he said he was holding out, and then that tweet disappeared and resurfaced as skipping. I don't know what the difference is. He ain't playing football.
Skipping sounds nicer.
It does.
Like you said in the pre-show meeting, it just sounds a lot more carefree.
Skipping is something you do on your way to school when you're 7.
Yes.
Right? You
so if
skip.
He's just skipping, it's almost a delightful venture. If he's holding out, well, then we have issues.
Holding out sounds menacing. It sounds malicious. It sounds militant.
It doesn't
you're
sound
right.
good.
No. Skipping. We're going to be all over this story beginning momentarily. That is item number one. Item number two, I don't know what it is about the Pittsburgh Pirates and their jerk manager, but I really do not like that baseball team.
Talk about National Jerky Day.
National Jerky Day. Clint Hurdle and that baseball team, that man is a menace to society. Did you get that Caddyshack reference? No, we've already lost Jerry.
I get it. I'm somehow Luke.
No, I've seen Caddyshack.
One of the stories that we're going to get into that we didn't hit on enough yesterday was Paul Goldschmidt getting plunked in the ribs just because he's hitting the baseball real well, which is completely bush.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the baseball game became an exercise in retaliation pitches, and the Pirates chose to do so up 5-0, and they lit a fire under the Diamondbacks, who rolled for 9 unanswered runs.
Up 5-0, they hit a guy that's hitting under 200 with no outs. And basically handed Arizona a win last night. Now, credit the Diamondbacks for jumping on the opportunity, but that game looked like it was going to be a game you'd forget about. And Pittsburgh handed it to him.
Yeah, thank you, Clint Hurdle, for that. Torrey Lovello was great after the game, basically saying, "Hey, I don't know what's going on in that other dugout over there, but if they just want to hand us baseball games, we'll take them.
No problem with that."
Now, Clint Hurdle, I mean, it was the Pirates pitchers who busted up Paul Goldschmidt's hand, right? I mean, they've got a long history of this stuff.
That is weird because, I mean, you're talking to a different manager, at least in the Diamondbacks dugout, back to when all this started. Torrey Lovello wasn't there for the beginning of all that. But for it to continue is strange.
Yeah. I every time we talk about this subject, I hate to sound like a wuss, but there's something so predatory and evil about pitchers using their fastballs to injure players. Now, I understand that retaliation in circumstances is important, but the day before when you drill somebody in the ribs because you're ticked, because you're mad, because he got over on you, it's to me, it's the worst of baseball. It's the worst of athletes. It's just, it's gross.
And it wasn't smart last night.
All right, news from the NBA. The LeBron story is going to continue to roll right along throughout this offseason. Gary Payton told a media outlet that LeBron's 13-year-old son has enrolled in a high school, Sierra Canyon, just outside of Los Angeles. Now, it took about 5 minutes for people to run and say, we don't have that quite confirmed yet. We're not sure. So LeBron's people probably try to reel that back in. Yeah. But if LeBron's kid has enrolled at a high school just outside of L.A., he's either playing for the Clippers or the Lakers, and it's not the Clippers.
I just haven't heard any real compelling argument as to why he's not playing for the Lakers. Basketball, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go to the Lakers. But for a year and a half now, we've heard rumblings that he wants to live there. He's got a home there. Now you hear his kids there. You're probably going to be there. You hear people within the entertainment industry talking about how he's going to start a marketing campaign there. And that's the sort of stuff that's sort of outside of basketball, but it tends to add up.
Yep, we're going to get into the NBA because the offseason has begun. And as I wrote about today on ArizonaSports.com, this is when the drama is going to begin. For everybody who thought the NBA Finals was, you know, more coronation than competition, which it was, this is when the good stuff begins. And the Suns are right in the middle of it because they have the number one pick in the draft and they have Devin Booker and his new bromance with Karl Anthony Towns.
Your argument slash idea yesterday that Lonzo Ball could potentially be available if LeBron goes to LA, and all of a sudden, what does that mean for the Phoenix Suns?
Yep.
And then the look at, you know, if you got Devin Booker and Karl Anthony Towns, if they're inevitably going to play together someday down the line, we don't know that that's the case, but yep. This is how it happens in the NBA. There's a lot of moving parts with the Suns right now that aren't just DeAndre Ayton.
That's exactly right. And finally, the NBA draft itself, it's coming up on June 21st. We're going to cover that like we always have been. And a reminder, at 12:15 today, we are going to attempt an effort to give away another chance to win a trip to New York City where you can hang out in the Big Apple, head down to Brooklyn for the draft proceedings, and just see it all unfold live.
Not a bad giveaway there at all.
Yeah. 12:15 for that. Keep your ears open for that, folks. That is your splash. We are going to be football intense, and it all begins with National Jerky Day. No, I'm kidding.
The man's a menace.